The notion of networking as needing to be on, to shake every hand and capture every soul, for a minute anyway, is something we tend to think extroverts do well, and introverts, not so much. But when it comes to making connections, introverts may have the upper hand. You don't have to change who you are or concoct a phony feeling persona to meet people easily. Let's take a moment to review what introvert really means. In the 1920s, Swiss psychologist Carl Jung developed his theory of psychological types, noting that each person seems to be energized more by either the external world, extroversion, or the internal world, introversion. Much more recently, the Urban Dictionary built on that idea. Quote, "Contrary to popular belief, not all introverts are shy. Some may have great social lives and love talking to their friends, but just need some time to be alone to recharge afterwards." That part about recharging is key. As Jung observed, extroverts typically gain energy from being in a crowd, a party, a game, concert, hopping from one gathering to another. Those of us at the other end of the spectrum need quiet time to regroup, think, plan, dream. I'm not alone, I'm sure, in mentally calculating how long it will be until I can get away from the crowd. No matter how lovely a time I'm having at a group event, I always look forward to being back home. Another mark of the introvert is the ability to be comfortable being quiet, which is often misunderstood. As a thoughtful and introspective teenager, my goal was to observe and eavesdrop on adult conversations. When my parents had guests over, I was intrigued by the sotto voce remarks they would make later, speculating about the unspoken troubles they knew their friends were having. Nothing had been uttered at the table, of course, which led me to understand that human experiences run much deeper than polite company revealed. I began to feel like an anthropologist, the outsider studying the group with a cool eye, never fully joining in. I'm convinced that all of these qualities, which introverts seem to share, feeling like an outsider, being an observer, curiosity about the stories and situations of others, inform how I've made my way through life. As one scholarly study put it, an introvert who is silent in a group may actually be quite engaged, taking in what's said, thinking about it, waiting for a turn to speak. I think this ability to observe and assess are some of my best assets, and maybe they're yours too. Whether you're shy, humble, self-effacing, insecure, or simply hate the stereotype of networking, I want to encourage you to make the most of your own personal style in order to build your own brain trust, to start from where you are. My long-held theory is that introverts and other unassuming people are well-suited to building a strong web of connections because of some distinctive characteristics we share, such as these. We're good at listening. When I meet someone for the first time, I make a game out of getting them to talk first, to give up more personal information than I will give. That may sound cold, but it gives me time to size them up, to assess my ability to trust them. If I get a good feeling, then I'll open up a little. This is a key tactic. Ask questions first. You learn to sort out how much you want to invest in another person when they're talking to or at you. It's much more important to use your listening skills than to jump in to talk. And once you've listened, you will have options about where or how far to go in what you say. We're keen observers. Even though feeling like an outsider might seem isolating, the fact that you don't take up all the social space, as some of our extrovert friends can do, lets others reveal who they are as you take it all in. I have a lifelong habit of observing people. What can I deduce about them from a personal meeting or sitting across from them on the subway? Who seems excitable, self-assured, angry, depressed, and why? When I meet someone, I tend to remember a few distinctive things about them: their interests, hometown, personal style, alma mater, that help me approach people right where they are. And this skill is so beneficial to connecting with someone else. You put yourself in the mindset of another, which puts them at ease and helps you forge a meaningful encounter.